This morning's scripture reading is from the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What gain have the workers from their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. He has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, he has put a sense of past and future into their minds, yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in all their toil. This is the word of the Lord.
It's very interesting that my solo this morning is from Ecclesiastes, also nearly all those same words. To everything there is a season, a time to and a time to cry, a time to plant and a time to sweep, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. To everything there is a season, there is a time for all good things. A time to follow, a time to lead, a time to speak, and a time to heed, a time to sleep, a time to wake, a time to give, and a time to take. For all of the blessings of our God are given us that we might have a time to live and a time to share, a time to lose and a time to care. Things. Oh,
Thank you, Alice. It was amazing. Living tomorrow today. That's my sermon title this morning. The late Danish comedian Victor Borge once told a friend that he could tell time by his piano. His friend said, "No way." So Victor volunteered to demonstrate. With his piano, he pounded out a crashing march. Immediately, there came a banging on the wall, and a high-pitched voice screamed, "Stop that noise! Don't you know it's 1:30 in the morning?" Can you believe that the day after tomorrow will be January 1st, 2019? Wow. Happy New Year, everyone. Oh, thank you. So today is the very last Sunday in 2018. A week from today will be the very first Sunday in 2019. Time is the main topic from this morning's Ecclesiastes passage. There is a time for everything. A bumper sticker says, "Time is what keeps everything from happening at once." I read an interesting article on time. It says, quote, "Imagine there is a bank that credits your account each morning with $86,400. It carries over no balance from day to day. Every evening, it deletes whatever part of the balance you fail to use during the day. What would you do? Draw out every cent, of course. Each of us has such a bank. Its name is time. Every morning, it credits you with 86,400 seconds. Every night, it writes off as lost whatever of these you have failed to invest to good purpose. It carries over no balance. It allows no overdraft. Each day, it opens a new account for you. Each night, it burns the remains of the day. If you fail to use the day's deposits, the loss is yours. There is no going back. There is no drawing against the tomorrow. You must live in the present on today's deposits. Invest it so as to get from it the utmost in health, happiness, and success. The clock is running. With this reality, we all must make the most of today." Unquote. Someone also said this about how precious your time is. To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who failed a grade. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask the editor of a weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask the lovers who are waiting to meet. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask a person who missed a train. To realize the value of 1 second, ask a person who just avoided an accident. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person who won a medal in the Olympics. So, treasure every moment that you have, and treasure it more because you shared it with someone special enough to spend your time. And remember that time waits for no one. We are almost at the crossroads from this year, 2018, to the new year, 2019. Next year will come in next less than 48 hours. Everyone is saying that time flies, and you would feel that time is getting faster and faster as you get older. I found this so true. Yeah, a month seems like a week. Yes, a week goes by so fast that I feel like it's a day, right? Time goes on and on, whether you sense it or not. The ancient Greeks had two words for time, chronos and kairos. While chronos refers to chronological or sequential time, kairos, on the other hand, signifies a time lapse, a moment of indeterminate time in which everything happens. In our lives, when we talk about time, in most cases, it is chronos. It's your life story, from your birth to death. There is an order of time, birth, marriage, and death. We are getting old, that's the nature and truth. We are confined in a limited time, which is chronos. Every year, as we reach to the end of the year, we are given certain scripture readings, and one of them is Ecclesiastes. I have probably preached on the same passage several times. This passage is very important because it shows us how to live our lives as we change our mode from chronos to kairos. Look at the verse from the Ecclesiastes. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, and so on. And many verses to follow. There is a time for everything in our chronos. Okay, there is a beginning and there will be an end for sure. So if you only concern about and worry about how your time is wasting away, you are only living in chronos mode. However, as believers, as Christians, within this life journey of a simple chronos, we must live kairos. Living kairos time is simply living tomorrow today. Do you remember the 1982 musical comedy movie Annie? Also known as the movie of tomorrow. Remember that? In the movie, the Annie sings, tomorrow, tomorrow, right? Yeah, I know you, I love you, tomorrow. You're only always a day away. Tomorrow is always a day away by chronos mode. You must live tomorrow today rather than merely or passively waiting for any uncertain or vague future. I remember I was having lunch with my daughter and her friend at a restaurant in San Diego. On the wall, there was a big sign, free beer. But there was another word next to it, tomorrow. In this sense, tomorrow never comes because the offer always ends yesterday. Verse 11, he has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, he has put a sense of past and future into their minds, yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Simply put, while Chronos is human time, Kairos is God's time. Of course, both time modes are important. Time is precious. Time is significant because it is so rare. It is completely irretrievable. You can never repeat it or relive it. There is no such a thing as a literal instant replay. That appears only on sci-fi movies and video games. It travels alongside us every day, yet it has wrapped up in it. Although this is true, time often seems relative, doesn't it? For example, 2 weeks of your vacation seems too short, while running 30 minutes on a treadmill or waiting for your lover feels forever, right? Benjamin Franklin said of time, that is the stuff life is made of. Time forms life's building blocks. The philosopher William James once said, he said, quote, the great use of life is to spend it for something that outlasts it, unquote. I believe what he means is that we must engage more with Kairos rather than mere Chronos. We are given time that is both Chronos and Kairos. Chronos is happening in your life no matter what. You don't have to do anything. Your clock is ticking. However, Chronos time mode is not guaranteed either. In August 2015, former President Jimmy Carter, now age 94, announced that he got brain cancer. Then only after a few months, 4 months, in December, he joyfully announced that he became cancer-free. Then suddenly, after 2 weeks, his grandson, Jeremy Carter, died at the age of 28. He was born the same year as my older daughter was born, 1987. Did you also hear the news in November this year? A newly wedded couple from Texas died in a helicopter crash. It was only 2 hours after their lovely wedding. How could this happen? No one knows. There are just a couple of cases. These are just a couple of cases, but anything can happen at any time, at anywhere, and to anyone. So, we are not guaranteed certain length of time to live. Therefore, now is always the time you must commit yourself to make it into Kairos. Someone said this, and it's interesting, quote, yesterday is a cashed check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is cash in hand, so use it, invest it, unquote. The Bible instructs us on the use of time. From the Old Testament, Psalm 90:12, it says, teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. So here, counting our days is Chronos, but gaining a wise heart is Kairos. We must seize the moment, kairos, always. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16 warns us to be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. In Ecclesiastes, another chapter, we might find this interesting. Chapter 4, verses 4 through 5. But whoever is joined with all the living has hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. The living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. Interesting. A living dog is better than a dead lion. So true, right? So what does this teach us? Make the most of your life while living, no matter how much time you have left. Out of your chronos time, make more and more kairos time, God's moment. Let us experience these meaningful and eternal kairos times in the midst of our routine chronos time. To take time seriously is challenging and threatening in some sense. Living kairos time, God's moments, is indeed living tomorrow today. To do so can also emphasize that every day of every new year and every moment of every day is precious. Happy New Year. Thanks be to God. Amen.